Of the people who have described what these creatures look like, did they talk about language or how they sound or how they communicate?
Well, sometimes you'll hear about grunts. Most of the time you're hearing about telepathic communications. One individual whose account I value highly had said that this creature appeared at his bed. There were other people sleeping in the house that actually opened their eyes and saw this creature walk past their sleeping bags on the floor when it was on its way to this other individual's bedroom. And it was staring at tunnel and underground cavern and possible base maps on the walls as if it was doing some sort of recon. The individual woke up, looked at the creature, threw a teddy bear through it, thinking it was going to just chase it away, and it didn't go. And this being just touched an instrument and then disappeared in front of him. So, where was I? I'm sorry.
Well, no, we were just talking about what kind of communication they had.
Oh, the communications, yes. When he was sitting there with this being in front of him, he said there was a point in which he looked, and there was some sort of a plasma type of a rotating matrix ball or something like this that came down from forward out of this reptilian, and actually he could feel it permeate his forehead and move into his brain. And he says that he was so overpowered by what had happened within, I think it was weeks or maybe a month or two afterwards, or even a couple of days, he felt that whatever this creature had imparted to him as far as wisdom and intelligence or whatever it was, he was acting upon it, because days later he went down and got a job at an optics lab for studying lasers. The guy said, "You got to test for this in 2 years in advance." He says, "No, I want the test now." He actually took the test, scored high grades, and went in there. And because he had no formal education in the technology, but he was demonstrating in the class that he had advanced knowledge of this, it was highly suspicious to the people, who thought that he may have been doing some espionage for somebody else. And he started thinking the same thing. So in other words, when you have a contact, it doesn't necessarily mean you're actually having contact. There are instances of manipulation by these beings. And the ones that we're seeing if they're coming from an inner earth culture, we are not seeing their children, we are not seeing their artists, we are not seeing their parents, we're not seeing all the other subtle aspects of their culture. We're meeting their scientists, we're meeting their military personnel, we're meeting their security personnel, and these people are going to act more militaristic and more unemotional because they're of science, you know, the detachment. And so those are the beings that we're meeting now.